When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
This is Bleav and Georgia Dogs Podcast on the Bleav Podcast Network.
It's time to awaken an entire nation.
I'll be a dog till I die. Between the hedges, look it fly. 90,000 in the stands, I'ma do my dance, make it look fine. Coach put me in the game. UGA, yeah, the name. Yeah, the offense gonna turn up, but the defense gonna win us the game.
Here's your host, Corey Burton.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. It is another edition of the Bleav in Georgia Dogs podcast on the Bleav Podcast Network, the number one podcasting network for professionals. Guys, it is a tornado warning here, and I say that because Israel Troop is the newest tornado. We welcome him in as a co-host, offensive coordinator, Monroe High School, brand new job. Big congratulations to you, Israel. How you doing, man?
Thank you, man. I'm doing well. You know, the hour and a half drive ain't too much fun, but it ain't bad. But the waking up at 5 o'clock every morning to get there by 7:45 is rough.
Yeah,
but I'm excited, and we got a great group of young. We got a lot of young talent, upcoming ninth and tenth graders, and a lot of older guys who have bought in already to what we've done. We've only been there 2 days, so it's going to be a fun transition to bring some excitement back to Monroe, because you know, Deion Branch and the Lockett boys and all them went to Monroe in Albany, Georgia. So, and all those are NFL guys. So I'm excited to be a part of them and get it going.
I can't wait to see the South Georgia football kind of shift back to the southwest corner where it belongs. So that other voice you heard is, you are correct in your assumption, it is Jake Crane from the J-Boy Show doing huge things on the Bleav Network and beyond. Jake, how you doing, man? Welcome in.
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I appreciate the kind words. And you guys know anytime I can come hang out with y'all, I'm always down.
All right, man. Absolutely. We'd love to have you as always. You, you know, it's basically a three coaches podcast here. So, this is going to be a fun ride, but we are brought to you by betonline.ag. Guys, FCS football is in full swing. You can also bet on NBA, college basketball, and NHL. And if you can do it, please educate me, because I have no clue how to bet on basketball or the NHL. I'm probably just going to stick with money lines. But BetOnline even covers award shows, TV shows, reality TV. BetOnline has hundreds of props, real-time odds, and almost anything you can imagine. Of course, the 24-hour online casino. March Madness is around the corner. The NBA All-Star Game just wrapped. Hope you got some good props on that. Did either of you bet on the NBA All-Star Game or any of this the stuff happening with it?
No, I didn't even know what was going on until I heard on the radio that Keisha Bottoms pretty much shut down Atlanta. That was the only time I was like, oh, dang, they had the All-Star game.
There you go. Yeah.
I let that one be. I'll stick to betting on the college sports, man. I feel more comfortable with that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And in true NBA fashion, it just went by the wayside. So there's a $100,000 Bracket Madness contest on BetOnline. That is the spot for all your bracketology needs. I can't say that word, kills me. NBA is in full swing again, as I said. So head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Do you guys play the casino at all either?
Well, I mean,
I haven't had a chance to.
I guess yes, but honestly, I don't.
I play a little bit. I dabble in a little bit of blackjack. I do the small hands, the small bets. It's kind of where that's kind of my lane. So I can't lose too much, and I can kill about 30 minutes to about an hour, and not lose too big. Or, you know, if I get up a little bit, I'll just click exit and walk away with my profits. Quit while I'm ahead, because you know the house always wins.
There you go.
So that's betonline.ag. So got a action packed show, lots to discuss, lots to dive into. One guy, Israel, your former head coach at Colquitt County High School.
I've been waiting on this.
At Valdosta.
All week for this.
So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to take three big steps. I'm going to get the hell out of your way, and I'm going to let you run with this one. All right. So Israel, with that being said, the floor is yours, sir.
Yeah. So, obviously I know I'm down here in Valdosta, and I'm really close to everybody involved. I know the Boots Club president very well. When the disposition came out, I know Rush very well because I coach with him, and we still have a great relationship and stay in contact with one another. And I pretty much know all parties involved except for these mysterious people that he was talking about in the recording. Okay. So with that being said, I've also listened to J-Boy's analysis of it as well. And he's spot on. He's right on. He's right on the money, what he said. But for me, I've known Rush for, this is going on almost 7 years now. And a lot of times Rush is just talking, I remember one meeting, we're sitting there going over scouting report, depth chart and everything, and all of a sudden he starts talking about the Bears of like 1989, you know, and I was only a year old, so I have no clue what this man's talking about, but he just goes off on a tangent, you know. So I mean, listening to the recording, just my opinion, I could be totally wrong, just listening to the recording just sounds like he's talking. And what didn't make sense to me, the timeline for one doesn't match up for anything he said, because one, I was there and I was a part of that whole transition with the first part of the video. And two, when he said funny money, I busted out laughing. I was like, does anybody take this seriously whatsoever? Who says fun? As soon as he said funny money, I thought about that scene, the Kevin Hart comedy show, when he was talking about funny money, you know, and I just like died laughing, you know. So, like I said, I could be way off, but it sounds like a bunch of BS to me. Now, fast forward, compliance comes down from the schools that he mentioned, and nothing's been said. So, like I said, I know Rush, and now, like I said, I could be totally wrong, but it just sounds like he's just talking. It's just a casual conversation between buddies, and you think you know a little bit more because of who you are, and you really don't know. But at the same time, I mean, this video didn't get leaked until other things transpired in between. Yeah. This was recorded in like May when he first got hired.
Yeah, there's some fishy stuff. And
none of this was even brought up until there was supposed to be a change in power with the Booster Club.
Right. And that was the whole Allen Rodemaker transition and shift, mm-hmm. where that whole controversial 5-4 vote. So, but where did he pull these numbers out of? Like, how did he, like, it sounded real specific.
Like I said, it's like, do you know that, or is that just something that you make up?
Just some random numbers he like pulled out of his ass.
Numbers that sounds like really cool. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's like, oh, this, I know this. No, you don't. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Like I said, I could be totally wrong. He might be telling the truth about that part, but it just sounds, you know, just the way the video is like done, and you can tell whoever recorded is moving a lot and trying to get like the best angle to like hear everything. And it just sounds, it just doesn't sound good enough for me to believe it, anything that I said in that video.
Right. To be honest. And Jake, are you with Israel here, and you're full force believing, and he was probably just BSing and didn't know he was being recorded?
Well, yeah, I'll say this. I don't think, number one, I'll say, I don't think you should record somebody that doesn't know they're being recorded. I think, regardless, you know, that's not something.
Just FYI, we are recording.
It's very apropos, you know, and I'll say that And as far as look, as far as what got me was the timing of the release, regardless if he knew whether it was recorded or not, because at the end of the day, I know he probably knew that video or that recording was there. I don't know if it was used, you know, as leverage or whatever, whatever. I just find the releasing and the timing of it very fishy, like Iz said. But my biggest problem is, and you guys know this in this profession, number one, nobody's squeaky clean. There's stuff exactly. that goes on. Mm-hmm. It goes on everywhere. But as a yep. coach, especially as a coach, you know, at a place like Valdosta, you know, in the state of Georgia, the fact that I don't care if I'm saying it in private, I would never use names. I would never mm-hmm. say this guy is using his company to cheat for Kirby Smart and Nick Saban. Number one, because I know it's, and I say this not jokingly, but the truth, that's not good for your health when you're dealing yeah. with a dollar industry. That's no. just me. Uh-uh. And number two is that I've got to see these guys. You know what I'm saying? I've got to mm-hmm. see these guys. And I just had an Amber Alert on my phone, by the way. That's what that was.
Nice.
I got to see these guys, and I've got to be around them. I'm telling you right now that there's going to be a lawsuit. There's going to be somebody's getting sued over this uh-huh. because the specific nature of. Now, look, it's one thing to say, hey, guys, listen, this team cheats. This team cheat, but you're saying words like Angus Cooper and Hugh Knoll and yeah. Kirby Smart. And Angus Cooper's got more money than we will ever understand, and they've had it for 100 years.
Yes.
So to me, even if it's in private, it's a bad look, especially when you have the rep that Rush has, regardless of what you think. And look, Rush is an unbelievable football coach. He's a good football coach. But if I was a guy that had been in the situations that I'm in, the last person you would find me saying is cheating and I'm coaching in the state of Georgia is Kirby Smart. Because while Rush Probst may have some pull, he is not swimming in the same pool. The pool that Kirby Smart's swimming in is as big as the Atlantic Ocean. And mm-hmm. when you have those guys teaming up against you with boosters and stuff like that, I just thought it was unbelievably irresponsible to do that, regardless if it's going on or not. But I was more caught off guard by the timing of the release, mm-hmm. like it said, because to me, it looks like you're saying, okay, well, we're going to take our mind off the wildfire by calling in a bomb threat to the local building. And that yeah. only lasts until they get there and find out there's no bomb. And then everybody's eyes go back on the wildfire. So to mm-hmm. it, doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. It's a bad look. And how, even saying that in private, how does that help you? At what point, other than I guess making you look cool, but it's just not worth the risk to me.
Mm-hmm. No, and especially if you're somebody that has Rush's reputation, you're in the, you know, you've been through a mile of BS already coming from Hoover and Colquitt of controversies and scandals and investigations and things that you have, you know, things in your personal life that you've done that haven't been the best, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to know that you're under a microscope mm-hmm. and you have to know, and being in the broadcast and production world where there's microphones everywhere, we've always been taught to treat every mic as if it's hot. Mm-hmm. And you're being recorded. We always have to assume that we're being recorded. There's a story, if you don't mind me going on a side tangent here, where I was working at 790 The Zone, which is now, I think, shut down, but over there in Atlanta, where Jake is. And we had a producer who was going to drop in at the end of a show and say, you know, I think he was going to say like goodbye kids, or I forget exactly what he was going to say, but he was going to break in and do like a salutation as the show was closing. And he thought he hit the mic. He didn't. And then, or he thought he didn't hit the mic and he thought he misfired, but he actually put the mic on and he said, you know, pardon my French here, but he said, oh, fuck. And it went out over the air, and he got fired 2 days later. So you know, things like that. Like, you've always got to assume that the mic is on. The point is, you got to be responsible. You've got to know mm-hmm. your surroundings. If I'm just sitting there, like if I'm Rush Probst, I really can't trust anybody. And that's bad mm-hmm. to say. I really can't trust anybody. I really can't have these conversations with anybody. I've got to assume anything I say about Kirby Smart is going to get back to Kirby Smart, because Kirby Smart has his ear to the ground. He has people everywhere, and it's going to get back to him, no matter if it's in private, public, combination of both. Does not matter. It's going to get back to him. You have to assume that. All right. Yes. Even if it's the most harmless of statements, things can be blown and taken way out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not careful,
and aware of your surroundings, I mean, you have to understand what just transpired with the last head coach and everything else who didn't want him to leave, who did want him to leave, all the controversy around that. And you're sitting next to the president, who they're really good buddies. And I'm not saying this or that. I'm just saying you have to, like, you're aware of your surroundings and understand
the situation.
These people, everybody knows Rush Probst. You guys know him. I know him. I've worked for him and everything like that. So they're looking for something. They're looking for you to fail, no matter how successful you are. By far, one of the brightest minds that I've been around. Mm-hmm. The guy can coach ball. He knows how to build a successful program without anything else. You know, he came to Colquitt when they were down, and the very next year they played for state championship. So he knows how to do that stuff.
He just can't get out of his own way.
Exactly. So especially coming in here now, to this storm that he just came into, you have got to be aware of everything that's going on. Like Jay Boy said, even if you're trying to sound cool, you just can't do things like that and implicate people who, one, you've known for forever. Kirby was at Alabama, so he knows both him and Nick Saban. You can't do things like that.
He pissed off Nick Saban while he's at it. Cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like, you just can't do that. And like Jake said, the timing of this video release, it's all sketchy to me.
Everything's sketchy. So what's next?
He was just put on administrative leave. So
that's not a good sign.
I think they're doing their due diligence there. But I don't think there's enough. If compliance comes back, as I've seen, and nothing's been found to be true, and then, like Jake said,
But the other stuff, too, you got to take that into account, right? With Rush.
You called in the bomb threat to a wildfire. They're going to come back to the original. And if there's nothing that comes of that either, now what happens? All right. Yeah. He's been exonerated. He's been cleared. Like I said, it was all BS trying to sound cool. Now, sir, why is this video or this recording being made?
So that's the other layer.
I'll say this too, Corey. I feel bad for the players at Valdosta that now in Alabama may say, well, we don't want any part of that. And a kid chance to go there, want to go there, now has to go the extra mile. And it almost pits his high school coach versus the coaches that are recruiting him. And the kids don't deserve that. That's who I always tell players like you do. That's what makes, you know, y'all good at what y'all do. I hope it doesn't affect any of the players or any of the kids that have a chance that may have grown up wanting to go to Georgia their whole life, you know, been rooting for their whole life. And then all of a sudden this happens. And, you know, it's, I mean, think about how awkward that would be the next time, you know, Kirby ain't going in that school. Nick's not
cool. No, as long as Rush is there.
I was talking to one of the booster members, and they're like, because they're like me, I think about the kids before I think about anything. So now you've taken, like Jake said, you've taken this ounce of hope that this kid's had, now you're just throwing away. Not just Rush, just the way it all happened to begin with. You know, even whoever released that recording didn't think twice about these kids.
No, not at all.
You had a personal agenda, you succeeded, but you're hurting so much more than just him. You're hurting the program, you're hurting the kid, you're hurting other programs that are even bigger than this. So it's just so much stuff that, one, you thought, oh, well, I'm going to do this to get you back. No, like, there's so much more fire that's coming behind that than you just being, well,
so
I'm
much collateral damage. Yeah.
And that's the sucky part about being down here and hearing everything. Because, you know, I still have so much invested with the Valdosta kids because I was there and I know them all. Mm-hmm. You know, those kids bust their butt, and now they're literally under a microscope, the head coach there. they don't know who to trust. And it's just, you know, it's bothersome at the same time, but I know they'll fix it because that's what they do. And it'll get fixed and it'll be washed in the rug, but there's still going to be that point behind for the last 2 years. This is what's been going on at Bryanston.
And it's gonna be a long road to fix it because the collateral damage reaches far beyond just that, just the shallow reach of the football program. And it goes into the school, the principal. It affects the teachers now. Oh, you coach at Valdosta, or you teach at Valdosta. Oh man, you know, there's a certain stigma now with all these political wars. It's, you know, and it goes just beyond the situation. It's like, well, shit, everything's a political battle now. You know, they're not going to be able to recruit good coaches. They're not going to be able to recruit good teachers, administrators, all because board members are constantly trying to play politics and they're trying to step on each other's toes. That's what I see from the outside, Israel. You're probably, I mean, again, you're closer than any of us to the Valdosta situation and to how things work down there. But it's crazy to me that, you know, everything that you say and do, and you want to claim for the kids, everything we do is in best interest of the team, in best interest of the program. It's not when you throw grenades, it is not. And Jake, you hit the nail on the head right there, man. I feel terrible for these kids because they're going to have to transfer, I don't know where, to get out of the damage radius. They might have to go an hour and a half northwest to with Israel over to Monroe. That wouldn't be such a bad thing. Hey, but
as long as it's a legit move and everybody moves, everybody's fine.
Hey,
you pay your own way. We can make it work.
There's nothing to say I can't recruit for you, Israel. So there you go. I can say it. You can't say it. I'll say it. You just sit back and reap all the benefits. So
But
Rush Probst, moral of the story, just don't trust anybody. Keep your mouth shut unless you're talking about Valdosta football and how you're going to beat Lowndes. Just stop. Okay. And I know he likes to go on his tangents. Rush, everybody knows you're good. Everybody knows that you can coach football. You're a great coach if you just leave it at that and leave it at your coaching, your motivating, and the things that you do best, all will be good in the future. Just get yourself out of the situation and move on.
Mm-hmm. I agree wholeheartedly, because I mean, it's just, and then, you know, everybody's just waiting on them to fail, you know. Yeah. And that's just, it's just a bad situation. And like I said, I listened to Jake's take on it, and he hit it right on the head. I mean, it's one of those things where you can't really explain it, you know. And like, I'm really close to everybody here, so I can't really speak as much as what I know. But I just hope that everything blows over, you know, as quickly as possible. He gets back with his team and those boys get working, you know, right back to normal. And, you know, everything just works out. So.
No doubt.
I like Rush. As many people that hate him, I mean, if you've ever talked to him and just sat down and had a conversation with him, I mean, it's amazing the step that he knows football wise. I mean, and you know, well, I learned, you know, I'm gonna be a head coach one day, and I've learned how to be a head coach, the good ways of being a head coach from him. So, you know, I learned that from him, and it's just one of those things where you're just like, come on, bro, come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
just go to work, man.
That's it. Just go to work. Don't talk to anybody. Keep your head down.
Just go to work. Clock in. Don't do anything crazy.
If you start winning, you go win the state championship. It's amazing how quick people forget.
Yeah.
Get that ring, man. It's glittery. Speaking of coaches that need people to forget, what about our guy Les Miles?
Oh,
how about talk about a mess? He resigned. He was fired. Whatever the wording is, he gone. AD Jeff Long, he gone. A lot of allegations, investigation, stuff like that, of sexual misconduct. A lot of things that they found at LSU and Kansas. Mm-hmm. Not a great situation. For numerous reasons. Try to, you know. So Jake, I'm gonna start with you. What do you make of all this unfolding? How does Kansas respond now? What happens with the Jayhawks?
Well, I think they Kansas needs to make a run in the NCAA tournament. Kind of change the mood over there, but that's what they care about the most. But
that's the truth.
You know, in these situations, you know, I tend to try and let all the facts come out as much as you can possibly get. And when I look at it, you know, holistically, you know, you have, and again, I'm the type of person that those type of allegations, you know, it's something that I take seriously. It's something that needs to be taken seriously. But you know, you've got to be able to hear both sides. And, you know, I thought there were some things in that report, the Blackwater report, that I found it interesting that they didn't really interview Les Miles or really talk to anybody. But again, it's something where, you know, I think a lot of it too, the blame goes, you know, if these things are true, obviously on Les Miles. But, you know, if you're Jeff Long, you know, how do you make that hire and not be able to find out about something like this? You said you did a background check. And then it's funny, I saw in a press conference, he said, they asked him.
We did a thorough vetting, I think is what he said.
Did you know or find out anything in his background before you hired him? And he said, well, you know, he told me that there was nothing in his background that I had to worry about, and we did our due diligence. And then the next question I asked him was, well, when Les Miles said there wasn't, did he lie to you? And then he goes, well, that's debatable.
What?
What?
That's no. Debatable.
What? Jake, here's the extent.
I'm not a genius or a nuclear physicist, right? But I know right here, and that this is a cup with root beer in it, and that you just totally contradicted yourself, man.
Yes, exactly.
So to me, it just sounds like the blind leading the blind, and it's just a mess. But when I look at Kansas football, you know, it's to the point now where you ought to just go hire a young guy. You ought to just go get you a Kendall Briles, or you ought to go maybe take a chance on Garrett Riley, or try and do something, because, you know, you haven't been good. Bring Mangino back. You know what I'm saying? Why not, you know, do something? But I look at that program and it's an absolute mess. And then you've got all this stuff with the NCAA and basketball with 5 Level 1 violations. They're coming down on Kansas. It's coming. They're just kind of getting all the small crumbs out of the way with Oklahoma State and Auburn and all these people. They're coming for LSU and Kansas. They're coming for them.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got a question, Corey. You can answer this for me. Maybe.
Maybe.
At UGA, okay?
Correct.
They know every single thing we do, whether it's good,
that is the truth,
bad, but they especially know the bad.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Tell me, how come it is 2021 now and nobody knew about this stuff till now?
Yeah.
At LSU. UGA, anytime somebody even gets a speeding ticket, it's on the ticker.
Israel, you may have been there when this happened. This was the most ridiculous arrest I've ever seen in my life.
You talking about the scooter arrest?
Yeah, the emerging from an alley.
Yes.
Like, oh, my God. Like, we know about that, but we don't know about Les Miles' situation.
Yeah,
I mean, come on now.
No, nothing. No, I didn't even. I was surprised.
There's some big brooms. There's some big brooms in Baton Rouge. There's that. Yes. There's a mighty big rug with a giant dirt pile underneath it.
Yeah. So now somewhere. You hear the Orgeron deal, which we talked about earlier in our shows.
Well, he's taking pictures with sorority girls,
and now we're talking about this situation that's been happening for 7 years ago or so.
Yeah, and then Darius Geis too. Said. That whole situation. Whatever
and
comes of that.
Nothing was said.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's bad down there in Baton Rouge.
One of my teammates go down the wrong way because we just got there on a scooter because we just got to school and we don't know all the roads, and it's bam. It's in the paper.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, how come we don't know any of this stuff, but as soon as we do something,
boom, it's brutal.
They don't even do it at Auburn. We don't ever hear about Auburn.
No.
Yeah. No.
Nothing. Yep.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
some of the stuff y'all players would get arrested for was the most ridiculous. Like, oh my God, like MIP, like you get arrested for that? Oh, I'm sorry. A college kid brought a bottle of beer out of a bar. Oh, yeah. No. Oops. Oh, no. Oops. Bury him under the jail. God
front page of the paper.
Front page mugshot. That's brutal, man.
And that's what kind of threw me off, because I was like, this has happened. This happened like 6-7 years ago, and nobody knew about it like till now. Which same thing that we just talked about. Mm-hmm. Why is all of a sudden this going on now?
Yeah,
right. Like, if that happened so long ago, and say he did do his so-called due diligence, and he didn't see it.
You want to know the extent of his background check?
I'm here sure it is. He just asked him and he left.
Here, I'm going to reenact it right here. It's going to take 2 seconds, right? Jake, you're Les Miles. Les, your time at LSU. All right, put down the grass. Your time at LSU. Did you do anything that we should know about?
Well, you know, there's things that we all do that we know that we should know about, but no, I did nothing.
All right, fair enough. Okay, cool. $3 million. Does that sound about right? $3 million. Does that sound about good for you? Good. All right, cool. Welcome aboard, Rock Chalk. Yeah. No. Ridiculous. Like, come on, Jeff Long. Really? Like, I mean, we can blame Les Miles all we want to. He's a creep, obviously. Even if half of this stuff is true, he's still one of the creepiest human beings in college football, and much less the United States.
And then I saw a report to where they were trying to get rid of him in 2013, and nobody knew about that either.
Amazing.
Like, how did nobody know about any of this transpiring before it all happened? Like, what happened? What? Where were we when all this happened?
Yeah.
Well, I was probably knee deep in a case of beer somewhere, playing beer pong. I was in my roaring 20s, guys, back then. So it was shit show.
Roaring.
Hey, you guys can use that later if you want.
Right then.
Jake, use that tomorrow on your show.
I'll use it. I'll use it definitely.
Feel free. So I don't get it. Like. I mean, they do as extensive background checks as any university supposedly does. Like, I remember to get a student assistant job at UGA, the questions I had to answer were insane. I had to consent to a federal background check, and I had to answer all of these. Had you been arrested? And I was 18 years old.
They're like, all right, the train leaves Delaware at 4. You're in Miami. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they made me take the Wonderlick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you crazy.
Did better than Vince Young.
I just wrote my name on there and probably did better than Vince Young.
Yeah. No, without a doubt.
Poor guy. But certainly nobody, I don't think anybody's going to do better than Ben Watson.
Yeah.
That guy, holy cow. I think perfect score is like 50 and he made a 60. So, that guy was smart. That guy also reenacted a scene from Ten Cup. I had a golf class with Ben Watson, and we were out on the range. And you know the scene in Ten Cup where he gets to the U.S. Open in the driving range and he sends one down the line?
Yeah.
Israel, you've seen Ten Cup. I know you have.
I have, but I haven't seen it. So I hadn't seen it in a long time.
All right, go back and watch the scene, right, where he gets to the U.S. Open, and he's so nervous, he hits one and just completely shanks it right down the driving range line. And Ben Watson did that in class.
I love it.
But who's going to say something to Ben Watson? I'm certainly not. He had the bench press record.
Golf club in his hands.
Yeah, golf club in his hands. He probably didn't need it.
No.
Yeah, he was a beast. He got better at golf, though, as the course went on. So he did well in the course, obviously. His golf game got better. He would tell, we'd trade stories all the time. He'd see me around the office too, and we would just trade stories. And he told me all about Baton Rouge and all that stuff. Israel, did you play in Baton Rouge?
Yes. Yes, we played in 2009.
No, it was eight.
It was eight.
Because Noshawn was still there.
Yeah, it was eight. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, Noshawn had that big run.
Game, so we didn't get to experience the night game in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, it was the CBS game. I remember Noshawn did the because the students called him. he did that. He busted a long run. But the back to the Kansas situation. Just get as far away from it as you can. Hire a young coach. Hire a a mid-major head coach. I think Will Healy would be a great name to go after at University of Charlotte. I think he would be somebody that would kill it there.
Shoot, if it's me, I'll get Will Hall from Southern Miss right now, even though he hadn't coached a game over there. But that's just me.
Hey, I'm with that too. Will Hall, Willie Fritz, Will Healy, any one of those guys, go get them right now.
Willie Fritz is going to, like you said, young coaches, man. He's going to fit in there. He's got enough energy.
He does. He really does. I mean, man,
I'll tell you this. When I was coaching in South Alabama, we went up there and played Georgia Southern when they had Matt Breida and all those guys, mm-hmm. and they were unreal, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You talk about guys that just look good getting off the bus, that they look like a Power Five team, man.
They really did. I remember, and Israel, you probably saw those teams up close and personal. I don't know how many, but yeah, he was. I mean, if you want to watch some fun football, watch him at Sam Houston State.
Mm-hmm.
Watch those offenses. Those were incredible. And the thing about Willie Fritz, not to turn this into a Willie Fritz show, but the thing I love about Willie Fritz is that he is a chameleon enough to be able to fit his personnel. And I love that. Like, I love the dramatic shift in, like, you know, wide open spread up tempo to kind of like a wide open up tempo option. Kind of what it's evolved. Well, exactly what you see in Tulane right now. And I think even you see a flavor of that over at Coastal Carolina too, with that offense. So I really like, if they get Willie Fritz, that would be a home run. I mean, he's not really young in age number wise, but he is young energy wise.
Oh yeah.
He coaches like a young coach, but he's got the wisdom of an old coach. So he's the best of both worlds. I'd go after him. Will Hall, Will Healy, those guys I think would be perfect fits. So moving on from that. So Kansas got some stuff to figure out, but luckily you're a school that just waits for basketball season to start, and then when basketball season ends, you're waiting for basketball season to start again. So luckily there's no expectations there. As we move forward, I would be remiss if I didn't mention our newest sponsor, eBay. Whether you're a rare dead stock or the latest release, find the exact shoe that you're looking for. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. With eBay's authenticity guarantee, your sneakers are meticulously inspected by independent professional authenticators. A team of experienced sneaker authenticators verify the box, the logo, the stitching, and dozens of other inspection points. They're very thorough. Each sneaker also receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity. And it also protects sellers with a verified return process. And for sneaker sellers out there, eBay has eliminated the selling fees on sneakers that are $100 plus, making it free. Free is for me. To sell or flip your collections. So go to ebay.com/sneakers today. eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection. Jake, I was listening to your show the other day with Dr. Martinez, and I noticed you said you liked Chuck Taylors. Have you ordered any Chuck Taylors? Are you interested in any Chuck Taylors?
Oh, yeah, man. I use eBay all the time. I actually got an old pair of Jordans off of them. I like to dabble. I'm gonna keep that a surprise. I'm gonna rep them on the show for you. I can't give away all my tricks. You know, I'm working on it.
I had to try.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. I respect the hustle. But now it's something where you know what? I'll say this. I feel better when you got a team full of authenticators that are checking, you know, everything. I know there's no games and no gimmick. And regardless really of what shoe you like, that's why I love what they have going on in the deals. If you look, I just trust them, and they've been good to me, and so I'm going to keep using them.
No doubt. I bought golf clubs off there, but I haven't really been on there much. I plan on going there when I'm due for some sneakers. I need a pair of good fashionable sneakers. I might go the Jordan route. I might go the Air Force One route. I don't know. I haven't decided
yet. I'm trying to get my shoe game up like his, man.
Israel's trying to picture me wearing Jordans. Now, every year up until eighth grade, I always got the new Jordans every single year. Now, my favorite ones are the Starfish Jordan 4s. Love those, man.
Respect.
And then the patent leather ones. I forget what number those are, but the patent leather ones, the black and red patent leather.
Yeah.
Ball game.
See, I like to do stuff in my shoes. So I've only had like three pair of Air Force Ones and a couple of pair of Jordans because I like to walk like a regular person.
Yeah.
In my shoes, and you can't really walk like a regular person, a pair of J's or a pair of Air Force Ones. So I get them, you know, I wear them a couple of times and I just kind of give them away after that because I was like, I like to do stuff in my shoes.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't walk like a baby penguin every day.
You can't look at left and right. Crease
my shoe.
Yeah. Oh, don't get too. Oh, my students at my school are, it's hilarious. They wear their Air Force Ones to like workouts, and then they're sitting over there not doing anything. And I'm like, hey, why are you not doing anything, Coach? I can't work. I was like, really?
Oh, God.
Your shoes? Or I'll look over and they're like in their sock feet.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? You have shoes right there. All right, man, I can't crease these, Coach. I can't crease them. Come on, man. I hit them with the Chris Carter. Come on, man.
See, that's exactly why I don't wear them.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, I'll wear them for a few and then just take them off, put them in a case somewhere and just show them off. I gotta show at least a little bit of swag, whatever little bit of swag I actually have. Sure. I gotta show it. It might not be much. I'm not Israel Troop, so I'm not dripping with swag.
Look, I just have a pair of shoes. I just keep them clean, and the kids swear that it's a new pair of shoes every time they see them. I just switch it up every once in a while.
Yeah,
there you go. They always think, Coach, you got a new pair of shoes? No, man, I just keep them clean.
That's the way to go.
I'm a responsible adult, man.
Yeah.
Shoes cost too much, and I got two babies. I can't be
there you go.
Spending
there you
money
go.
That is true. That's probably why I haven't bought them yet. So there you go. I have a human tornado that has – ooh, he keeps us. He keeps us busy. He keeps me busy. Keeps me worn out. So, SEC tournament. I didn't realize the SEC tournament was happening. What's Jake? What's your take on that? Auburn? What are they looking like?
Auburn's got that postseason ban this year, so they can't play in it. But I will say, I hit the over on A&M and Vandy earlier. Pretty excited about that.
Nice. Tomorrow's games. I got Kentucky, Mississippi State, Florida, Vandy, Missouri, Georgia, and Ole Miss, South Carolina. How do you see those games shaking out? Is there any games worth getting on BetOnline and betting something?
I think they're all worth betting, you know, come tournament time if you have the, you know, kind of the right idea and you got a good feel for it. I like Ole Miss tomorrow. I think, you know, the Shuler kid, he's been playing really well. They realize they got to win the tournament. South Carolina, it's been a tough year for him. I mean, you know, with COVID and the amount of times they've had to sit out, it's just been gut punch after gut punch. I know they don't play tomorrow, but yeah,
they've been gut punching us over there at Georgia the last two times we've played them.
I actually think, when I look at it, I think Arkansas is going to win the tournament. I know they don't play tomorrow, but, Alabama, they've been really hot. I think Kentucky's going to beat them, actually, if Kentucky gets by Mississippi State, just because, you know, Alabama really don't have a ton to play for right now. They got a few guys that are banged up, so there's nothing wrong with having a few extra days, especially the way they play on defense. But watch out for LSU a little bit. Well, watch out for LSU. Cam Thomas is the guy that can really fill it up. They're starting to play a little bit more connected on defense. I like what Javonte Smart can do when he understands that, you know, driving and kicking is a way to go. And he's really good finishing at the rim as well. But, you know, when you get that double down low, being able to kick it out to a Cam Thomas or a Trenton Watford or even Darius Days, now that he's healthy, a guy that can shoot the three. So watch out for LSU.
Nice. What for Georgia, what happens? They beat Missouri. They get Arkansas. What do they need to do against Arkansas to have a chance?
Hope that Arkansas's bus breaks down on the way to the game.
That's true.
He took the words right out of my mouth, bless him. We could get hot. I mean, you never know, like Jake.
No, you never. It's basketball.
Georgia's a streaky team, Jake. They're either blowing somebody out or they're getting blown out themselves.
All goes to Sevier Wheeler. When he's able to dictate the pace, when he's able to finish at the rim. If Kamara is able to hit the three, you know, they have guys that are talented,
But to me, Georgia just defensively sometimes looks like they don't know what's going on. And they look lost. Do that against a team that plays up tempo, a team like, you know, if they were to get by Missouri, which, you know, that's going to be a tough one with Tillman down low, a guy that can, you know, really understands what he's doing. Pinson's got a little witch in him up at the top. But just looking at it, if they do get by Missouri, man, I just think Arkansas right now is playing so well. Justin Smith, I mean, you look at one of the best glue guys. You know, you got the Moody kid is unreal. He's going to be a lottery pick, and they're really playing together. That's what looks like to me.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia's so terrible around the rim, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Terrible on the glass. They allow too many second-chance buckets. They allow teams to get easy shots, uncontested threes, things like that. And it gets away, and Israel and I have been talking about that for a long time. This just seems like every week we're breaking down Georgia saying, need to get more consistent rebounding, need to get more consistent, you know, stopping second-chance looks at the rim, need to finish better at the rim on the offensive side of the floor, need to take smarter shots, need to move the ball around. And when they do, they win. When they don't, they get blown out.
Yeah, yeah. All the things that it takes to win a basketball game, we need to be better.
Yeah.
Yes. So aside from rebounding, shooting, dribbling, passing, and stealing,
they got a good chance.
We're pretty good.
That's good.
Not to steal a line from Lou Holtz. So, Jake, before we wrap this thing, man, I want to talk about your show because I want to talk about a show that has grown exponentially since the last time we talked to you. Last time we talked to you was back in September, late September, early October range. We were both as shows just getting off the ground. I think you'd been going slightly longer than I had, and certainly longer than Israel and I have had as a duo. And man, you've done some great things there. Moved from just recording off your phone to now you got a studio, a YouTube channel.
I know. You got a whole office now.
You're booking guests that, I mean, you're booking guests that ESPN can't get.
Oh, man. Well, I appreciate the kind words. I mean, I got to thank the audience because, and I don't think enough guys in media, it's weird for me to say that now after coaching for so long, being on the other side of it, but, you know, it's about the audience, and without them, you know, there is no us, and being able, you know, to cover the SEC in college basketball, football, and baseball, and we've been very fortunate with guests, you know, going really all the way back from when we started, you know, with Kenny Mayne and Paul Feinbaum, and just had Booger McFarland. We got Marcus Spears coming back. And I'll say this. I know you're a Georgia show. We just wrapped with DJ Shockley, Elijah Holyfield, David Green, and Hudson Mason. So got some Chris Welton, too, from the 1980 National Championship team. So we got a lot of Georgia stuff coming as well. But it's just, you know, it's been very fortunate. And we're going to keep doing it, keeping our head down and blocking and tackling. And you keep doing that. And just, again, just very fortunate. I appreciate the kind words.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to, like, do you reach out to these people randomly? Do you have somebody that helps you there? I know Josh is a great resource with the Believe Network and getting us hooked up.
Well, you know, it's you know, when I was starting out and Josh, you know, has been phenomenal and helped helped book guys. A lot of it was, you know, early me reaching out and then I've been, you know, lucky enough that, you know, it's funny. You really don't realize who listens to the show until, you know, I had Hugh Freeze on and he's got to listen to the show and liked the show and was down to come on. And a lot of these guys, you know, from ESPN and the SEC Network, enjoy the show and like coming on. And really it's, you know, it was me reaching out and, you know, now I still, you know, I like to do it. You know, I don't get to recruit anymore. So I like to do it. And now we have people that are starting to help. But obviously with the growth of the show, with the amount of views and downloads and stuff like that, we've been able to really keep attracting more. We got some really big ones coming up as well that I'm excited about. And again, you know, my thing is when I look at it, you know, right now you have so many, I turn on ESPN and you've got, you know, guys talking about politics and who's beefing on Twitter with rappers. I don't think people tune into it. So I remember the days in ESPN when I would turn into it and then have SportsCenter on reruns six times in a row and I'd watch every one of them. Or if it came back in the morning, like I don't tune in. There's news, there's channels that have politics. And to me, I try and look at our show as an escape from that, because you've got guys like, you know, Clay Travis and them that are on one side, and ESPN and all them that are on another side. And I want to talk ball. I want to try and help our audience win the water cooler, be informative. And when they turn into a sports show, we want to talk sports with guests that they like. And I want them to learn something, whether it's, you know, maybe a little bit about cover two or defensive end play. I mean, we had Brandon Graham on, which is one of my favorite episodes to record, you know, and as you'll get where I'm coming from here, both of you guys will, but, you know, talking about defensive end play and setting tackles up and understanding when you get a wide set and really what it takes from a leverage standpoint and a hand standpoint, and being a dual threat defensive end, like I talk about. You have guys that are just labeled pass rushers and guys that are just labeled, you know, run stoppers. Well, you know, the more things you can do, the more quality you bring to a team. So really that's why, you know, our motto is win the water cooler. And I've enjoyed it. You know, we had Joe Lenardi on the other day, which was great.
Yeah, I saw that. I need to check Stradamus, that one out.
Yeah, Joe Stradamus, as I coined him, and I'm going to have to trademark that one because I think he wants to use it. But no, Joe was great, man. Just very fortunate and very, very blessed. And like I said, I appreciate the kind words, and I encourage everybody to check it out.
Yeah, it's the J-Boy Show.
The best part of these of being with you guys and being with Corey is we get to escape. Next, we can talk, like you said, we can talk ball. We don't talk anything else.
No.
We talk ball.
No.
You know, we have our funny segments like earlier talking about the Rush and Les Miles situation, but that's ball.
That's ball.
You know, that's sports. That's in the world of sports. There's no left. There's no right. We're talking ball. And that's the best part of being a part of Believe. And with Corey and with talking to you, and I mean, that's what we do. We're all coaches here, you know, and talking ball, and everybody gets away from all that stuff. That's the great thing about football, college football. It's all about ball, you know, and that's what makes this so much fun. And
I feel like as a show, we can peel back the velvet rope and let you guys see inside.
Yeah. And you talk about things that you don't really like Jake said, cover two, defensive end play, stuff like that people don't ever get to see.
Yeah.
You know, me and you, Corey, talking about offensive schemes and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's just things that people don't get to see that they think they know, but they really don't.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about.
And we hope that they can come in here and learn our perspective, at least whether they agree, disagree, whatever the case may be, you know, as long as we can keep building, you know, audience members and getting eyes and ears on our show. I mean, I think one of the goals in our near future, Israel, is to a friend of mine that we did around the SEC with. He is he's got a full-on studio setup, and he's going to help us record live and push out on Facebook and YouTube and IG and all that stuff. So that's coming in the near future. We're working out kinks right now. I've been doing a few test runs with him. He's on Positively Ole Miss, which is obviously outside the network. It's its own entity, but it's free content, so there's no real like competition. But he does a good job, so I'm doing some things helping him out, and he's going to do some things in turn to help us out. So I'm looking forward to that. And you know, I think also on the escape end of it, you know, I don't know, Israel, who else is talking about UGA women's basketball? We're probably the biggest cheerleaders. We are.
Yes, sir.
Coach Taylor is awesome.
I don't know where else you get that. Boom, there it is. And I retweeted that. And, you know, I was talking to some of the Monroe alum, and, you know, I know people listen to us, but a lot of people listen to us, you know, and that's one thing that the man said to me. He was like, when I listen to you, I hear ball.
Yeah.
So when I found out you're going to be an offensive coordinator, it was like, he knows ball.
Yeah,
I know he knows what he's talking about. So, you know, when people say things like that to you, it's like that makes you feel good that, all right, you know ball, that's what we talk. And they believe in what you say because they see it. They see the body of work. And they see it, you know, on Saturday when we talk about it, you know, things that need to be done. And they do it and it's successful. So that means obviously we know what we're talking about too. You know,
when
you listen to J-Boy, when you listen to J-Boy show, and he talks about he had the big doc on there today, you know, and, you know, his knowledge of, when he's asking questions, you know, and interacting, you know, with the people that he has, it's like he does his homework, you know, it's an escape from everything else, and you're gaining knowledge while you're doing it. So, you know, it's always fun to be on with you guys and stuff like that. So, I mean, I enjoy it and I love it.
Me too.
And I'm looking forward to more fun as it goes along.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's evergreen.
And Jake, I was hoping that Dr. Martinez interview was going to go on for another hour.
We're going to have him back, man. When we, you know, I want to get him back. And once we get in spring, and again, you know, we can't talk specifically about players' injuries, but, you know, talking about, hey, this is how long a high ankle is really going to take. This is what you do when they got to go in there and thread it. And just stuff that,
stuff that people hear all the time.
Yeah. That, you know, and the difference between, you know, how important that probable tag is and how important that doubtful tag is and really what that means and kind of, you know, going behind the scenes and realizing how intricate the process really is.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And yeah, I'd love to be able to connect and get some of these Georgia people on with us. I know Elijah Holyfield would be great. There would be some great stories there with him and his dad and his time at Woodward and Georgia and the Carolina Panthers. You know,
we can't get these people because we don't have a studio like Jake does yet.
I clicked on it.
I didn't know he had a whole studio till I started watching it. You know, I listened to him, but I haven't watched the episode. And I'm looking, he's got lockers and stuff in there.
Sometimes I'll go in there early just to make sure it's still there. That I'm not
man is out here calling on us, man. We got to do better.
I'm always going to be me and it's been and I appreciate it, man. And you know how I feel about you guys. I love what y'all. Yeah. And enjoy it. And there's not enough realness out there in it. But, you know, like Jay-Z said, you know, less is more. There's plenty of us.
That's it.
There is plenty of us. There's plenty of us to go around. There's plenty of SEC content. You can never dig too deep in the SEC. But, on Israel's point, Jake is balling out on us. He even upgraded from the headphones to, like, now he's just rocking and rolling, man.
He ain't even got headphones on no more. Like, I know. He got the special FBI CIA earpiece that's what you can see.
The IFB is what it's called. The IFB. Colin Cowherd, watch out, man.
Hey, I go in there, man, and they're hitting all these buttons and clicking all this stuff, and I don't know. I can barely make Zoom work, you know, on the computer. But I'm very lucky. David Cohn, our director, is you know, from David Cohn Films. He's unbelievable. Just surrounded by guys, you know, Dave Hammack, David Culberson, obviously Vince Thompson up there and Steve Chamberlain, you know, one of the guys, one dude that did the Beatles anthology and was one of the first guys that, you know, helped with Jeff Arnold start WebMD, and just very, very excited to work with those guys. And I'm just very fortunate and very blessed, but I appreciate the kind words, man. Y'all gonna make me blush on here, man.
Love it, man. Love it. Love it. Love
dude,
it.
Y'all are balling too, man. Is doing his thing, man. The OC driving an hour and a half in the morning to go put the work in, getting ready, man. You know what
he's probably listening to six of your episodes on his way.
Hey, look, I hope so.
I did listen to three. We'll get six listens.
Yeah. There you go. You get three each. One, three on the way there, three on the way in.
We'll take it. Yeah. We'll take it any way we can get it, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I was stoked when I listened back to one of our shows and we had pre-roll. We had a pre-roll ad. I was like, what in the hell? Hey, we're doing it big, man. I love it.
Hey, do it. Yeah, no, let's get it.
I texted Israel. Hey, we got a pre-roll ad. I don't even think he knew what that meant.
We made it.
It's like, yeah. Hey, I texted Alex. I was like, hey, this is good, right?
Yeah.
So, man, it's awesome, man. But Jake, as we wrap, man, I really appreciate having you on. Again, I mean, always just, you know, bringing the heat, man. And it's been a pleasure. We got to do this more often. Absolutely, got to do this more often. And you know, as your show grows, hopefully our show grows as well. Hopefully we can get as growing as fast as you can, as fast as we can, as fast as you did, is what I meant to say.
Y'all are doing it the right way, man. And again, you know. I come on here because I like coming on here and you know, enjoy what you guys do and respect what y'all do. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm always down, and it's about to get crazy too. We got spring practice. I'm just excited we got spring practice, excited we got the tournament. I'm excited for these, you know, I hope that they start letting these kids go on visits. You know, I really hope they do. And you look at the stadiums that have announced they're gonna have full capacity. The Texas Rangers just said they're gonna have full capacity. So we're gonna have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's reconvene here in a couple of weeks, and we'll talk. We'll get Jake's takes on playoff. I got my theories on the college football playoff, and we can talk. we can just talk whatever. We can just have a potpourri, I guess, of topics. So, but that's going to do it here for us on the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast, guys. Man, it's been a great episode. Quick programming note, we will be off next week. I'll be in South Florida working on my sunburn and working on trying to catch a few fish. I've got my country boy status has got to I've got to catch up to Israel somehow, so I got to hook a few fish in the bay, man. I can't. I mean, Israel's probably, I don't know. He's probably killed an infinite amount of pigs down there in South Georgia. So I got to get my outdoorsman ship up. To Israel's. There I got to get on Israel's level here. I've got to at least be able to thread the hook, and I got to be able to catch some fish. I can hook a live shrimp on the hook now. So I feel accomplished.
Hey, there you go.
And
there you
I've go. Caught a few bit. I've caught time, a few baby. Impressive things. I've caught some good redfish, some snapper. I caught a really big snapper one time when I was down there. It was a keeper. Caught some hogshead, some good saltwater.
Some good.
I'm getting pretty sporty at the saltwater fishing, so I'll be doing that next week down in Naples, Florida, Southwest Florida. So
go fill it up, man.
I will. Nice, I will. Nice. I'll take pictures. Fun. Go snook fishing at night. Hit some inshore fishing in the channels there in Naples Bay. So I'm gonna be doing it up big. But we'll be back at you the following week. We'll talk whatever's on our mind. We'll have Jake on soon. We'll try to do the dad pod with Dane Young and then we're gonna work on getting some guests. So. Awesome. For Israel Troop and our guest Jake Crane from the J Boy Show, please check him out. If you want to win the water cooler, you must.
Oh, yeah.
And then check us out, rate, review, subscribe. Find us on Twitter, Instagram at Believe in Dogs. Find Israel at TroopStar28 on both accounts. And find me at CoachBurton36 on Twitter, at Burton.Corey on Instagram. Jake, where can we find you on all your accounts?
Oh yeah, we're at the J Boy Show on Twitter and Instagram. On TikTok, it's at the J Boy Show THA. I'm still figuring out TikTok. It's like a foreign language to me.
Yeah.
But we're also on YouTube. Go subscribe to that YouTube channel, THE JBOY SHOW for you Georgia fans. Like I said, we got DJ Shockley coming up. We got David Green coming up. Elijah Holyfield coming up. And got a big recruiting update as well. So with Mike Farrell. So check us out, man. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And if we get 100 likes on this show, Israel will do a dance on TikTok. So please like us, rate us, subscribe us, and we're good. So, Jake, give us that signature close, man.
Hey, man. It's I guess you could say it's been another edition of Believe in Georgia, Believe in Dogs podcast, and we are going gone.
And that's a wrap. Go Dogs.
All right, brother.
Go Dogs.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.